Beleaguered LA City Council member Mike Bonin will not seek re-election. By Joel B. Polak on January 26, 2022. Los Angeles, California, Los Angeles City Council member Mike Bonin, whose 11th district spans much of the west side of the city, announced Wednesday evening that he will not be seeking re-election for a third term in June. Bonin, who narrowly avoided a recall election last week when city officials disqualified one-third of the petition signatures submitted, has been the target of public outrage over his permissive policies toward homelessness, including his proposal to create temporary homeless shelters in parking lots at beaches. That proposal provoked public outrage, especially after one of the parking lots in question was used by local emergency responders to fight a wildfire that was allegedly set by a homeless man, who was later arrested and charged with arson. He also faced a tough re-election fight on June 7, with several strong contenders emerging to challenge his effort to earn a third and final term in office. He bowed out instead of contesting the office, citing depression after battling the negative elements in his job. "I've struggled for years with depression. It's a constant companion, and often a heavy one. There are times when this job has made that easier, and times when it has made it more challenging. Instead of seeking another term, it's time for me to focus on health and wellness." Mike Bonin, at Mike Bonin, January 27, 2022. "It is hard for me to speak publicly about mental health, but I've always been forthcoming about my addiction and recovery, and about my struggles with housing insecurity. I want to be honest here, too. I believe that sharing about our fragility is how we build common strength." Mike Bonin, at Mike Bonin, January 27, 2022. "This position allows me to make positive, progressive change. It is a great privilege. But in the past few years, the job has forced me to focus much more of my time and energy on battling the negative instead of creating the positive. I need to reverse that dynamic." Mike Bonin, at Mike Bonin, January 27, 2022. "To those who are disappointed by my decision, I am sorry. It is very difficult to walk away from a third term, and the work we have been doing together, but I need to listen to my heart. This is the best decision for me and my family." Mike Bonin, at Mike Bonin, January 27, 2022. "It's not the end of my fight for a better LA, just a pivot point. When my term ends, I'll find new ways to make a difference. I'll stay focused on homelessness, racial and economic justice, and the climate crisis. There are too many things wrong to not fight to make them right." Mike Bonin, at Mike Bonin, January 27, 2022. "During the remainder of my term, I'm not going to mellow out or shut up. I'll keep fighting for low-wage workers, renters, seniors, students, bus riders, and the unhoused, who are being demonized and scapegoated by politicians, media figures, and some in our neighborhoods." Mike Bonin, at Mike Bonin, January 27, 2022. "I am going to keep fighting for the housing and services we know and homelessness. I'm going to keep fighting against the false promise that pushing people from neighborhood to neighborhood will somehow end homelessness or make any of us safer." Mike Bonin, at Mike Bonin, January 27, 2022. "There's still a lot of work to do on the City Council in the next 10 months, and I look forward to doing it with you. And after that, I look forward to what comes next. I hope it will be something we can do together, to make Los Angeles better." Mike Bonin, at Mike Bonin, January 27, 2022. "Thank you to each of you who has voted for me, endorsed me, donated, volunteered or supported me. I am grateful to you. Thank you to everyone who has partnered with me, and everyone who has pushed me to do better. I have learned and grown from you." Mike Bonin, at Mike Bonin, January 27, 2022. "My full video message making the announcement is here." Mike Bonin, at Mike Bonin, January 27, 2022. "Last week, Bonin blamed right-wing media for fueling the recall effort, though many Democrats were also upset with him." Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. He is the author of the recent ebook, Neither Free Nor Fair, the 2020 U.S. presidential election. His recent book, Red November, tells the story of the 2020 Democratic presidential primary from a conservative perspective. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.